Okay, this morning we're going to be discussing what we've been learning all week, namely about tefillah, and a few different points we're going to discuss. One is whether tefillah is derived from the Rabbanan. We're going to go through that a little bit. Whether tefillah is a mitzvah asay she'as ma'an grama, whether or not mitzvah asay she'as ma'an grama applies to mitzvahs mid-Rabbanan. Those are the three basic points we're going to be going through. So we saw in the Gemara says, firstly, the Mishnah tells us that nashim vavadim ketanim are pater mishma, and they're pater mitfilim, but they're chayv in tefillah. Our focus right now, that women are chayv in tefillah. That's what the Mishnah tells us. And the Gemara on the Chafam and Beis says that dirachma ininu, it's rachmanis, so you have to ask for mercy as well, you have to have a relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And then there's a whole girsa which may or may not exist within Rashi. So the way the Gemara presents this is, it says dirachma ininu, doesn't say the word pshita in our Gemara, but it says, the understanding is, of course women are chai, they also have to ask for rachmanis, they also have to ask for bakashos and whatnot from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So Gemara says, there's a havamina, so mal the same, what would you have thought? Maybe a woman should be pater. Hold the kasabe, since the pasuk says, pasuk appears in Tehillim, it says, erev avoker v'tarayim, and the remaining part of the pasuk is very important, asicha, I will speak. Asicha is a lashon of lasuach basada. Yitzchak was lasuach basada, that means to daven. So since davening is in the evening and the morning, arvis, shachris, and tarayim is mincha, three times a day, kimitzas asei shezman grama. It should be like a mitzvah asay she'as ma'an grama, a time-bound mitzvah, in which case women should be pater. Kamash malan, they're chayif. So what exactly is the kamash malan there? What is it saying? Is it saying that it's not really time-bound? Is that the kamash malan? And that's where they're chayif? Or is the Gemara saying that even though it is time-bound, since it's only mitzvah midrabanan, they should be chayif as well? So unclear. Every time you have a kamash malan, there's always two ways to read that kamash malan. Gemara doesn't tell us what the kamash malan is. The Rishonim are not explicit either. What's the Kamash Malam? So Rashi tells us, if you look at Rashi, I'm sure you all saw this inside, around four narrow lines down. Rashi writes, Hachi Garsinan, Tfila Dirachma Ininu, period. That seems to be all he writes. Velo Garis Pshita, he doesn't have Pshita, and it seems also he doesn't have the whole Mal de Sema either. Deha Lav Daraisir. So the first point is Rashi, it's important to know, throughout Maseches Brachos and throughout the Halacha, there's a machlokus whether tefillah is deraisa or dirabanan, and Rashi is very clear that his shita is tefillah is only midirabanan. We'll explain why in a second. That's important for the rest of the reading of the Gemara, but it's midirabanan. So let's discuss for a moment that machlokus, that particular nekuda, whether it's deraisa or dirabanan. So Rashi says dirabanan, and the Rambam writes, if you saw inside, number one in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Aleph Alach Aleph, Rambam writes mitzvah asay lispala b'chol yom. There's a mitzvah asay to daven every single day, shenemar, v'avartem es Hashem elokeichem, you're supposed to serve Hashem, bim piyashmu, we learn, lamdu, shevoda zo hi tefila. What's the Ramam quotes the Gemara in Tainus, shenemar, as it says, ulavdu b'chol v'avchem, amru chachamim, eze hi avoda shebolev, what's an avoda? What's something a person does that has to do in the heart? Zu tefila. Davening every day is a kim deraisa, but the minyan that feels ain't no minatara. How many times you daven a day is not a mitzvah deraisa. So what comes out is Rambam says midiraisa you have to daven just once a day. You daven shachris, mincha marv, whichever one you pick, you've fulfilled your obligation of tefillah midiraisa, while the Rashi says it's only midirabanan. That's point one. And the Ramban, as you saw, number two, he attacks the Rambam, brings a number of Gemaras that clearly assume tefillah is only midirabanan. So the question the Ramban himself asks, wait a second, if I hold that tefillah is only midirabanan, so what am I going to do with the pasuk that drasha of ezi belev, la avda b'chol levavchem, what's the avodah she belev? That's a mefurish pasuk. So that clearly is indicating tefillah, as the Gemara says. So if he holds it's really midirabanan, what's he going to respond? So do you see the Ramban? It's an esmachta. One answer is it's an esmachta. Ramban is just like Rashi. It's purely dirabanan, and that pasuk is simply an esmachta. But then the Ramban makes another suggestion. What he thinks about tefillah? Anybody see this? Ramban says you're right. It is a real source. It's a real source midiraisa. So if you look at the Ramban inside, we'll see this together. Exactly, Ace Sarah. So if you look this inside of the Ramban, go to the next page. You go down around 10 lines down. The first word on the line is L'avda It's 2, 4, 6, 8. 8 lines down. Ula avda zeh talmud davar acher zu tefila esmachti. That's what Ezra said. It's really an esmachta. Olomer, what Binyamin just said, or Olomer to tell us shemichlal havoda shenilmad haTorah. That avoda of tefila that we learn from the Torah, ushenispal Allah that we're supposed to daven to Hashem be'ez hatzaros. When there's an ace tzara, person's in great need, someone's sick, someone needs parnasa, wherever that tzara is, be'ez tzara. That's not every single day. That's certain times during the year, certain times during a person's lifetime, it becomes a tzara. And that's what he goes on to say, the next line, the end of the line where he quotes Bahaloscha, talks about the chatzotzos, when they blow the trumpets, it says in the pasuk, v'chisavo milchama ba'artzechem, when a war comes into your land, al tzar hatzara eschem, that they're trying to attack you and take you over, v'hare'osam b'chatzotzos, you're supposed to blow the trumpets, v'nizkartim lefnei Hashem l'keichem. The mitzvah kol tzara v'tzara, blowing the trumpets, is a idea of tefillah. Shofar blowing is a tefillah. Chatzotos is a form of tefillah. So be'ez tzara, says the Ramban, is a mitzvah deraisa. So we have three shittas right now. The Rambam holds as deraisa every single day. Rashi says it's always midirabanan. And the Ramban says it's deraisa be'ez tzara. So Rav Soloveitchik asked the question. Remember when I was young, I must have been in high school, NCSY Kollel maybe it was, thinking, so Rabbi Sobolovsky, when he was younger, this goes back probably 20 years, so he gave a shir in tefillah. So he, at the time, was probably, you know, younger than I am now. So he gave a shir to us, it was a Shabbos afternoon on tefillah. So he had taught us this machlokas Rambam Ramban. And he said, the Rav Soloveitchik asked the question, if the Rambam holds that every single day is a mitzvah of tefillah, so what does he do with the pasuk of Baloscha that only based Sarah you have to daven? So the way the Rav Soloveitchik explained it is that the Rambam holds that every single day is an ace tsar. We don't know what's going to be that day. Things might be going great for us, but we have no idea. A Kadosh Baruch Hu could just change everything. So every single day becomes ace tsar. They both agree the nature of tefillah is an ace tsar, but when is there an ace tsar? How do you define an ace tsar? So that's what he told us. Either way, we see the first point here is that there's a three-way machlokas of whether tefillah is deraisa, derabanan, either, again, Rashi, derabanan, Rambam, deraisa every single day, or the Ramban in the middle, only be ace tsar. Is it a mitzvah deraisa? Now, what's the relevance of tefillah being derabanan in terms of the girsa here in the Gemara? Rashi doesn't tell us. Rashi says, I'm not goreis this whole pshita and mal the same business because tefillah is only midirabanan. So, how does that translate into changing the girsa? The Tosos tells us, he adds in a few words, maybe he had a different girsa, or this is Tosos' understanding of Rashi. Tosos says, because Rashi assumes that since tefillah is midirabanan, the fact that it's a mitzvah's ase shazman grama has no bearing. We don't care. Zman grama is only a deraisa concept. Anybody know the source of zman grama that exempts women? How do we know that zman grama, if women are potter from zman grama? Gemara in Kedushin talks about tefillin. Tefillin is the source. Tefillin women are potter in tefillin based on connections of Torah and tefillin. And since tefillin is a zman grama, that's used as a binyan av that all other mitzvahs ases shezman grama, women are also patern. That's what the Gemara in Kedushin says. So that's talking about deraisa mitzvahs of tefillin. So Rashi says, or at least Tosos' understanding of Rashi, that p'tur of zman grama only applies to deraisas, but it does not apply to dirabanans. And since tefillah is dirabanan, according to Rashi, this zman grama business does not have any bearing here. And that's why he erases this whole girsa. But Tosos asks the question, I've got a couple of rayas here that we have mitzvahs derabanan that are affected by zman grama, and women are pater from zman grama, even though it's a mitzvah derabanan. What's the case that Tosus brings? Hello. Right? He says, hello. So look inside Tosos. Tosos writes, Mikol Makom, this is 2 lines down Tosos. Yesh Yashav, there's room to ask in Rashi. Deha halel derabanan. Hallel is a mitzvah midirabanan, yet nashim are pturos. Mehai taima, because of mitzvahs asay, she has zman grama. And he goes on to bring a proof that even though Hallel is midirabanan, women are pater because mitzvahs asay she has man grama. So to hear, even though tefillah is midirabanan, women should also be pater because of mitzvahs asay she has man grama. And therefore, Tosos does have the gears of mal the same. You would think women are pater of tefillah because it's man grama. It's erev voker vitzarayim. Since it's Rachmininu, women also need to build a relationship. They also need to ask for bakashos. So that trumps the mitzvah asay shazman grama. But had it not been for that point of Rachmininu, women would be patur in tefillah because it is a mitzvah asay shazman grama. Now, the Tosos Rabbi Yehuda, which is a Bali Tosos we have, it's a separate sefer from Brachos. He says, on top of this, I have another raya. What's halacha when it comes to Megillas Esther? Women chayv in Megillas Esther or not? Yeah, what and why? But based on what? Right, af heina yubilos anes. Now, had we not had that klal, af heina yubilos anes, what would we have said? The pater. Why would they be pater? Mangrama. So there's another raya. Ah, Megillah is not the raya. There's no pasuk about Megillah. It's the Rabbanon. So therefore, we see that the Pturis Mangrama applies to Megillah, even though it's Midirbanon. It applies to Halal, even though it's Midirbanon. So too, says Tosos, it applies to Tefillah, even though it's only Midirbanon. So the question is, how does Rashi respond to this? So the Rosh Yosef, one of the Achronim, explained that when it comes to Halal, there's a big discussion in Halal. Machlok is Rambam, Ravid, Ramban, Ramban also in the Shirashim, in the Hagos and the Rambam. So the Gemara and Pesachim tells us there are different types of halals that we have. There's halals that we say on Yom Tovim. There's halals that we say Bechol Eis Sarah Tov. Every time we're saved from a certain Sarah, where we say halal. There's halal we say when there is a mitzvah. We shake lulav. The Gemara says you shake lulav, you do Karim Pesach. That's another type of halal. There seems to be three types of halals. By mitzvahs, by Yom Tovim, and by Eis Tzaras. Now the Gemara says the halal we say, and halal El Seder is a unique type of halal also. Anybody know why it's so unique, halal El Seder? What? It's broken up. So one indicator that's different is that it's broken up. Very good. So what are other indicators that halal is different? I'll explain why it's different though. Say at nighttime. Usually the halal is at Bayom. This we say at nighttime. What are the differences of halal B'lel Seder? We sit down. We say, that if you stay in shul, that could also be part of it. We sit down during halal. Normally we stand up. Also, halal has to be said in Hebrew. But Leil Seder, you could say it any language you want. But there are a number of differences. And the explanation is, it's based in the Ran in Sukkah, quotes from Rav Haigon, I think, or Rav Shirgon, one of them, I don't remember, that halal Leil Seder, in the words of Rav Soloveitchik, is that it's supposed to be a spontaneous halal. We're supposed to relive leaving Mitzrayim. All the other ones, we're just saying it because whatever happened in history to our grandfathers. So we say halal. But we're not re-experiencing it. We just say we go through the motions. But we're trying to re-experience it and feel. So we take halal, we break it up through the stages of Leil Seder to re-experience it and get excited about the halal. I forget exactly the lashon that he uses in the Ran, but it's pretty clear from the Ran that's what he means. Either way, there are different types of halal. Now, there's no pasuk for halal though. Except for there's one pasuk by Leil Seder, the Gemara Pesachim quotes, which is the pasuk that the Rosh Yosef refers to here. Try to find that line here. Does he not quote the pasuk here? It's like Leil Kishir or something. I don't see that he quotes the pasuk here. Either way, there's a pasuk somewhere in Tanakh that indicates the Halel that said Leil Seder. You have it, yeah? Second line from the bottom. Oh, here you go. Hashir. He refers to the first word of the pasuk. Hashir kilel something. So that's a pasuk that appears.
Oh, the fourth line.
The fourth line?
His kaddish?
Yeah.
Oh, you only see one more word there.
Exactly. Okay, fine. So that's a pasuk. It appears somewhere in Nach. I don't know where exactly. And but that's a pasuk they use for the Leil Seder Halal. Particularly when they're eating the Karban Pesach, the Gemara in Pesachim says. So based on this, Rosh Yosef says, Tosus got it all wrong. Or maybe this is the Machlokas. Tosus assumed that everyone agrees that women are pater and halal. The question is why? Why are they pater and halal? So he says, and everyone agrees they're pater because of his man grama. But Tosus said it's because halal is midirbanon. That was his proof against Rashi. So Rashi would say back, who says halal is midirbanon? There's a pasuk here. It's not a pasuk in Chumash, not a pasuk in the Torah. But it's called Divrei Kabbalah. We have extremes. We have derises, we have derabanans. But if there's a source that's in the Nach somewhere, that's what's called Divrei Kabbalah. So when it comes to Divrei Kabbalah, so there, Rashi thinks, I agree. Rashi says, I agree. Zman Grama applies to Torah, and I agree it applies to Divrei Kabbalah. But Tefillah isn't either one. Tefillah is a lower level. Tefillah is a midirabanan. So I agree Zman Grama applies to Halal, because Halal is higher. It's a Divrei Kabbalah. And with regards to Megillas Esther, that there's a Hava meaning that women are pater because of Zman Grama by Megillas Esther, and they're only Chai because Af Hein Hayu Be'os HaNes. So that too. We're applying Zman Grama to Migos Esther. It's Dirabanan. No, it's not Dirabanan. It's Divrei Kabbalah. It's one of the Svarim of Tanakh, one of the 24 Svarim. So Rashi says, everyone agrees, let's go through now. Everyone agrees by Deraisa. The Pturah Zman Grama applies to Deraisa. That's based on the Pasuk of Tefillin. Everybody agrees by Divrei Kabbalah that Hallel they argue about whether how to categorize Hallel, but a Divrei Kabbalah concept, Rashi says, is also Pater Mizman Grama. The only machlokas is when it applies to Dirabanans. So Rashi might agree. Rashi says by Dirabanans it doesn't apply, while Tosa says it does. The proof from Hallel is the machlokas. Is Hallel Divrei Kabbalah or is Hallel Midirabanan? That's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosos. Tosa says Hallel is Midirabanan. And women are Pater. Rather, in the pater, therefore, tefillah also, women should be pater because it's midrabanan. Rashi says, you have it all wrong. I hold the hallel is divrei kabbalah. It's like deraisa. And that's why women are pater. But dirabanan, tefillah, which is dirabanan, women are chayivin, even though it's man grama. So that's the second machlokas with this sugya. Yeah.
There was Hanukkah. There was Hanukkah. Where would that fall?
So very good. So he kind of alludes to this. He doesn't really get involved in Ner Chanukah at all. He gives an explanation though. He doesn't explain it, I don't think. But he doesn't explain, according to Rashi though, what's Rashi going to do with that. It sounds like the only reason why women are chayv in Chanukah is because Afhein Ayubel Sanes. But had it not been for that, they should be potted because that's Man Grama. But Chanukah clearly is our asking. Clearly is Dirabanan. So he's not going to explain Chanukah as Divrei Kabbalah. So it's unclear. Now, what I'll say is, in light of that answer, is as follows.
Lo Sasser.
But then every Dirabanan. Then Rashi would say, never draw the line. So there is a Netziv. And Netziv writes at the end of the Shiltas, the Emek She'ela. The Netziv wrote in a number of different places. He has what's called, on the Chidush HaShas, it's called Merome Sadeh. And he has the Hamak Davar on Chumash. He has the Hamak Netziv, I think it's called, on the Sifrei. And he has Hamak Shela, which is his comments on the Shiltas. So Shiltas was written by, anyone know? Anyone else? Shiltas? Rav Haigon, he wrote the Shiltas al Pi Seder HaTorah. So the Netziv writes up on this. And at the end of the entire Shiltas, he has this comment that when there is a Nes that someone experiences, there is a Mitzvah Midaraisa to recite a Hodah and Hallel for a person's own personal Nes that he experiences. There's actually a special bracha. The Gemara in Bracha says, you say, Shasa Nes Li B'Mokum Hazeh, when a person passes a certain location where he experienced the miracle, he was saved from a terrible car accident, he was saved from that. Or in the other case, he says a special bracha. And same thing holds true. If you pass by an area where Klal Yisrael, at Sibur, experienced the Nes, if you pass by the Yamsuf, if you knew exactly where the Kriyas Yamsuf took place, you should say a bracha there. We don't know, but if you were past that place. So then Tziv writes, if a person experiences a real nes, he has a mitzvah derais of hallel. So I believe, you're asking this question, I believe he says Chanukah has some level of derais to it also because it's including that general concept of giving hodat Hashem when you experience a nes. He doesn't refer to that, but I think that's what the Tziv would say. So that being the case, so these three examples of dirabanans, that women are pater, or at least it's a havmina, that women should be pater, because as Zman Grama, the Rosh Yosef, and now combining the Netziv within that, would say they're all either Divrei Kabbalah or Deraisas, which Rashi of course agrees that Zman Grama is a patur. But Tefillah is Dirabanan. That's the lowest of the types we have. When it comes to pure Dirabanans, Rashi says, so then he would say that Zman Grama is not a patur. And therefore women are chayiv, and you don't have this havmina to say, maybe it's Zman Grama. Rashi erases that whole girsa. Okay, so let's just review before we go ahead. There's a lot of different nekudas that come out of here. Number one is, we had a machlokas whether tefillah is deraisa or derabanan. That was the first discussion we had. Number two discussion we're having here is, let's talk about, is Hallel divrei kabbalah or derabanan? That's the second point we're talking about here. And then the third point is the ptur Zman Grama, does it apply to derabanan as well, or does it not? These are all the machlokas we're having coming from this sugya. Everyone's good?
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I thought it was Yeshaya. Thank you very much. Which staff in Psachim did you find that also? Yeah, it's fine. I think it's Samach Ches or something. Okay, maybe we'll do another time. Okay, very good. Okay, sure.
Doesn't it sort of make sense that to say that it wouldn't be a deraisa because it's listed with all things that are deraisa? All these things listed in the Mishnah.
Where that tefillah is deraisa?
Yeah.
It's a very good point. It's a good point. The fact that it's grouped together is not a proof. It's certainly very interesting, though. The answer might be, I could just respond back, these are all daily mitzvahs, though. Shema, tefillin, tefillah, mezuzah. So maybe that would be the response why they grouped them together. But I hear. I certainly hear your point. Okay. Now, the next nekuda is the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah takes a completely different understanding of Rashi. So right now, and everyone agrees that Rashi holds tefillas midrabanan, and he erases the whole gears of Zman Grama. So we assume, up until now, because Tosfos told us, because Zman Gramas don't apply to Dirabanan. So that's how we understood Rashi. Rabbeinu Yonah takes a completely different approach to this. He assumes, whoever said tefillah is Zman Grama in the first place? That's the problem. Maybe really Rashi agrees to Tosfos. He agrees Halos Dirabanan. He agrees that Zman Grama, the Ptur, applies to Dirabanans as well. His point of argument is that, who said tefillah is Zman Grama? Halel Zman Grama, the Gemara tells us in the Megillah that Mivo Ad Shemesh, the Pasuk says, when the Shemesh comes up, that's when you say Halel, only during the daytime, but not during the nighttime. I agree, Halel Zman Grama. But whoever said that tefillah is Zman Grama, whoever said tefillah is time-bound. So if you look at the... Okay, what daf is it? Okay. So if you look at number 4, Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows. He says, Gemara, tefillah, mezuzah, birkas hamazon, tekaimelon, mitzvah, aseh, she'ein hazman grama. He says, you got it all wrong, Tosos. Rashi, we didn't say Rashi right now, but he just says, tefillah is not hazman grama. V'yafa pisha tefillah yesh lazman kavua, even though Chachamim says, shachar has to be done in the first 4 hours of the day, and mincha after chatzos until nighttime, and then marav all nighttime, there are set times for each tefillos. Afilu hachi, kevin she'amru, since the Gemara tells us, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, we have a few places in the Gemara Brachos. Halavai sheyispalel adam kol yom kulo. It's really ideal that a person should daven all day. We don't have the capability of doing that. But that's an ideal situation. No one does that, though. So therefore, kimitz aseh sheyazman grama. A person should really be davening all day long. So therefore, it's viewed as ein zman grama. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, Matan Yontif, what he does is, he takes his Rabbeinu Yonah and plugs this into Rashi. In number 5, he says, Rashi mochak girsazu sherei tefila eino ela midirbanon. It's only midirbanon. But then he jumps down to explain. If you look in the last line, he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, and he says sheispala adam kol yom kulo kmitzas asay she'ein hazman grama dainile umizen nira. From this says suggests the Madani Yom Tov de lo garsinam gmarklum. Therefore, there's no girsa. So he's perhaps suggesting that Rashi, you know why Rashi erases the whole Mal de Sema? You would think, since it's, you know, you daven in the morning, afternoon, Mariv, maybe it's Zman Grama, that doesn't exist. The concept of davening 3 times a day and when to daven is only a Dirbanan. Midaraisa, or not Midaraisa really, the Iker Takana was to daven all day long. That's the ideal situation. Daven constantly without any breaks, without going to the bathroom, without eating, without talking, davening, it's not possible. But that's just an ideal state we would like to get into. There's a constant chiv going on to, oh, you should really always be davening. It never ends. And therefore, it's not as Zman Grama. And since it's not as Zman Grama, that's why Rashi erases that whole girsa. It's not as Zman Grama. Just like any other mitzvah that's not as Zman Grama. Just like, what's another good example of not as Zman Grama? Mezuzah. Mezuzah, there's no Zman Grama. It's all day long. It's on your house. So women are chayv in mezuzah. So women are chayv in tefillah also because it's all day long. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says, and that's another suggestion to explain Rashi. Talmud Torah also, right? So Ein Achanami, you're right. It's just, and practically, how do you, if you're davening all day long, so when are you going to be learning? Granted, that's a whole other discussion, how to understand that line. I agree. How do you accomplish that? Yeah, I don't have a good answer. Something to think about.
It says that somebody who's Torah.
That's the other way around. That's the other way around. No, that's the other way around. He's saying if you're davening all day long, then you wouldn't learn. You're saying if you learn all day, you don't daven. He's saying if you're supposed to daven all day, so when are you going to learn? According to the pashas on this line is you're supposed to be davening all day long. We don't do that, but that's an ideal state.
Rashi just takes out pshita. He doesn't take out this part of the Gemara.
So it's unclear if he just takes out pshita, does that mean he takes out the rest of it? Because usually pshita is introducing the ma'od desema. Unclear. Rashi doesn't tell us about the rest of it. We don't know what his actual text was. So this Madan Yom Tov seems to be hinting at Rashi may have erased everything. Not entirely sure, but I think it's a very good point.
So when he says lav deraisavu, that means that it's not. Rashi's really saying that's not some grammar.
So very good. So now plug this back in to Rashi. Very good. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says the reason why there's no gears here is because it's midrabanan, not because it's not as man grama. Sounds like Madan Yom Tov is not really the right answer for Rashi. I agree with you. Because he should have said, oh, the reason why it's not here is because tefillah is not as man grama, which he doesn't say. So I agree with you. The simple understanding is what Tosos, how Tosos understands Rashi, that it is as man grama. It's just that tefillah is midrabanan. And midrabanan mitzvahs are not subject to the man grama paturis. Our first part of the discussion. I agree, 100%. Now, in terms of your point of the girsa, just if you look at the Bach Sifkatan Beis, Sifkatan Aleph rather, he points out that some don't have such a girsa. Some have parentheses around the Ma'od Desema, the Chulei Kamash Malan. So we don't know which girsa Rashi had. He doesn't tell us. Just pointing that out. Okay. Now, so let's, I don't want to go through this, I'm not sure who saw, if anyone saw the Magen Avraham and the Shagitz Aryeh. But there is a machlokas achronim there, whether or not tefillah is actually as man grama or not. It's a very challenging piece. Shagitz Aryeh is very, very hard to learn. He asks a lot of questions, a lot of pilpul, a lot of assumptions. But either way, there is a machlokas, Magen Avraham and Shagitz Aryeh, whether or not you assume tefillah is as man grama or not. What Madan Yontif seemed to be getting at as well. Rabbeinu Yonan assumed it's not as man grama, because halavai, a person davens all day. The Magen Avraham thought it was as man grama. And Shagitz Aryeh went back to learn like the Rabbeinu Yonah, that's not as man grama. So that's a fourth point we're talking about today.
How usual is that for it should be, Rashi should have a girsa that the Tosfos doesn't have.
It's not so crazy. They had a lot of, we take these things for granted because everything's finalized here, but they went through a lot of manuscripts. They had different versions of the Gemara. I don't know how often, but it happens. It's not rare. Okay, let's go through this last piece now, number 9, the Rishimus Shiurim from Rav Soloveitchik. Okay, so we'll read through the piece together. I'll kind of summarize a little bit. He says that, he quotes the Gemara that we have here about women are chayv in tefillah because as Rachmeninu, Ma'al the same way you would think they'd be pater because man grama, kamashma on their chayv. So he quotes the Rambam, number 9, two lines down in his piece. He quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Aleph. And halacha base mitzvahs asay lehispal b'chayom like we saw shenemar uvavadatem es Hashem lokechem. There's a mitzvah to daven every day because if they serve Hashem, mipi Hashemu we learn lamdu shavoda zu hitfila lefikach and therefore nashim vavadim chayavim betfila shehi mitzvahs asay shelo hazman grama ad kan l'shona. So the Rambam is clear that he assumed it's not as man grama like Rabbeinu Yonah. Fine. So what's the question here? So Rav Soloveitchik asks the question, Mitzarchin, the mashman implied from here, Mimasha Kosav Mimitzah Asay Lispal V'Choyom, that you have to daven every single day, is mashma, Shekol Yom Habe Mechai Bifnei Atma Lispal. That there's a mitzvah V'Choyom, every single day there's a new chiv. So each day it renews the chiv. That sounds like it's a mitzvah Asay Shazman Grama, that the daytime is Mechai Mi a new Tvila. But Tzarchin, because the Im HaMechayv, who, going on to the next page, if the chiv is really Zman Mesuyom, it's a set day, the Choyom Vayom Have Mechai Bifnei Atmo, it's an independent mitzvah each day. Imkein Lechora Have Mitzvah Asay Shazman Grama. Yet the Rambam clearly writes that it's Ein Hazman Grama. So which one is it? He clearly tells us it's Ein Hazman Grama, but then he says there's a new mitzvah each every day that renews itself each and every single day. So which one is it?
How long of a time period to find Zman Grama? You know what I'm saying? There is. A day could means at any point in the day you can do it. So is that really Zman? They really define or lock in a.
He's saying that if each day the chiyuv renews itself, so then his assumption is that therefore each day it's a new Zman, even though it's 24 hours. The clock starts again at nighttime, even though there's no moment in time that you're pater. It's a constant chiyuv.
If something was a yearly chiyuv, that would be Isman Brahma as well too. That could be Isman.
If it renews itself every single year, that could possibly also, according to Tosus, according to Rambam, this understanding at least, it's possible that could be also. Each day, let's say tzitzit wouldn't be a good example. Mezuzah is not tall in a day.
It's a sukkah. It's a mitzvah that lasts 7 days long.
Mm-hmm.
More than 24 hours.
Right.
It's not a separate mitzvah sukkah, you know, one each day. It's just
right.
Any time you eat these 7 days, if you didn't eat for 7 days, you wouldn't have to sit in the sukkah, but
that's viewed as one long. I think it's one long mitzvah of sukkah, 7 day long mitzvah. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what else would be a good example of this. I'm sure there are other ones. But either way, he's assuming from this point that if it renews itself, the chiv renews itself each and every day, that should be zman grama. And he's going to explain why that's not the case. And the question seems a little bit flawed. And I think the answer is, you'll see why, it's kind of really building up to just point out, to create some answer. That's really, to my understanding, what's going on here. So Rav Moshe, he answered V'tirta Hagon Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was the father of Rav Soloveitchik. So he quoted from his father, explaining as follows. Shein kavanas harambam lomar shechol yom mehave mechai b'fnei atzmo l'smala. Not like what you guys are bothered by. Not every single day is a nuchiv. Elo d'yesh chiv t'midi l'smala kozman. There's a constant chiyuv that never breaks up. We have to daven all the time. That's theory. Ukadish lakamon, like everyone keeps saying, halavai shispalal adam kol yom kulo. Now, practically, we don't know how that works, but there is a constant chiyuv to daven every single day. V'chol yom v'yom einu achai b'chadash lispalal. It's not a new chiyuv each day. Ela dinhu b'ki mitzvah tfila disagi b'tfila pamas achas layom. What he's saying is, he's separating, which is Rav Soloveitchik was fond of doing, there's a chiv and then there's a kiyum. Chiv is, what's my obligation? And the kiyum is, how do I fulfill that obligation? So from the perspective of the chiv, that chiv is constant, every single day, every single second. It never ends. The moment we hit 13, until we die, the chiv is constant. But how am I mekayim the mitzvah, or when am I mekayim the mitzvah? Each day I daven once a day for the Rambam is enough, three times a day for the Chachamim. You daven, you fulfill a mitzvah at that point. Because practically, we can't daven every single second. We have other things to do. We need to learn. We need to work. So you can't mekayim it every single day. So Chachamim say, okay, you each day you have a new kiyum. There's a kiyum b'chol yom v'yom. Every single day there's a new fulfillment of that mitzvah. That's why it's not a stira. It's a mitzvah aseh she'ein hazman grama. It's not time-bound because the chiv is constant. But you're mekayim b'chol yom. You get the mitzvah each day. In theory, you could get it 15 times a day if you want it. But all you have to do is get it once every single day. So he splits between the chiyuv and between the kiyum. That's his first suggestion. The second answer is, if you go to the next paragraph, the Yod Amar, he quotes from his father, Rav Moshe again, Soloveitchik. He says, "Vafilu inema shecho yom havi mechai b'fnei atzmo lehispal." Let's say when the Rambam says there is a each and every single day means that there's a new chiyuv every day. Not that there's a constant chiyuv, but there's a new chiyuv every day. Mikol Malkum, you could still say and explain, Tfila Eino Mitzvah Aseh She'azman Grama. It's not time-bound. How not? Each day I have a new chiv. Of course it should be time-bound. Mishum Dechalos Ki Mitzvah Tfila Mehave Ki Mitzvah Avoda Shebelev. So this is going to be a very big chiddush. How do you fulfill Tfila? It's a kim that's in the heart. So what does that do for us? Dechalos Ki Mitzvah Avoda Shebelev Eino Tfila Bezman. Avodah Shebelev does not hinge upon any time. Why? Ukimavur begemar daf chavav kevan de telusa rachmehi koemas de boy matzli vazil. A person could daven whenever he wants, whenever he needs to. Kolomar de kim avodah Shebelev have a kim tadiri. I could fulfill the kim every single day. Every single moment, every single second of my life, I wanted, I could just tap into that lave and connect to Hashem. I could daven whenever I wanted. It's Avodah Shebelev.
Normally there's tzvei dinim.
Yeah.
So here it's dry dinim. Like there's kiyum, there's the kiyum, the chiyuv, and then the verbalization. It's like there's three.
Well, he hasn't got right. He hasn't addressed the verbalization.
You know what I'm saying? Like that.
Right. He hasn't addressed the verbalization like you said, but I guess
that's
he's
the
right.
He's saying that's the b'chol yom. The b'chol yom is the verbalization. The kiyum is the avodah shebelev, and the chiyuv is, you know, tefillah in general.
Right.
And it's almost like he's saying there's the mitzvah is divided into three instead of normally the tzvei dinim that you normally have in the brisker.
Right. So I would say like this: you can have that if you want, but I think he's being mechalik right at this point at least between the chiv and the kim. He's ignoring even the pe right now, the dibor, which is again a relevant factor. But right now, what he's explaining before you jump to that point is that there's a new chiv every single day. I mean, I have to daven every single day. But I can fulfill the mitzvah whenever I want. I could just stand up and daven right now. Without the minyan, I could say a few words to Hashem, ask Him for something, praise Hashem. Well, praising is a little bit more difficult to do that. But I could ask Hashem, I need something. That's a kim. It's a kim shebelev. I'm connecting to Hashem on a very emotional level. That's permitted whenever I want. The kim can take place whenever I want, as opposed to, I can't wear tefillin at nighttime. I can't shake a lulav right now. I can't eat matzah right now and get a mitzvah. The kim shebetfila can take place, any single time during the day, during the year, during your lifetime. Since the kim can be fulfilled any time, that tells me it's not a zman grama. Even though I have to daven every single day, it's a chiv, I can do more than the chiv. What's a great example of this? Lulav. What's a chiv lulav when it comes to sukkahs? First day, but what's the maisa? My base chiv for lulav?
Pick it up.
That's why the bracha is so complicated, because the moment I pick it up, I fulfill my chiv. I put it right back down. That's why you have to put it upside down, have kavana not to be yotze until you want to be yotze. So picking up is chiv. So why do we shake it all day long during Hallel and Hoshanas? And why do the Yushalmis, at least according to the Gemaras, they carried it around wherever they went? They wanted to be mevaker cholim with it. Why would they do that? Right now, I lift it up. I'm yotze mechiv. What was the point in carrying it around the rest of the day?
Looks cool.
What's the answer? What's a real answer? I'm a kind of mitzvah. Even though you fulfilled a chiv, I could still get additional points by continuing to be mekayimit. What's the mitzvah of matzah? How much? Kazayis. When? Well, first, one kazayis. Two kazayis, if I'm machmir, like the post can say. But kazayis, I fulfill my chiv. After that, I'm pater. So why do I eat more that night? Why do I eat the next night? Why do I eat matzah the rest of the week? Says the Gra, there's a key mitzvah. Even though I fulfill my base chiv, I'm mekayim additional mitzvahs. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik is saying here. Even though I'm mechayiv once a day, and I fulfill that chiv, I can, in theory, daven all day long and get additional points for davening. That's not kibitzah, but there's a chiv there. That's not a chiv and a kiyum there. But wherever there's a chiv and a kiyum, so that's the point here. So if you look, so what he says right now, is zman grama, how do you look at zman grama? What is time bound? Do you look at when the person's chayiv, or do you look at when a person can be mekayim the mitzvah? So the first answer of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was saying, you look at the chiv. He first said the chiv of davening is all day long. Since it's all day long, that tells me it's not a zman grama. The second suggestion is that no, since I can be mekayim the mitzvah if I wanted, although I don't have to, I can fulfill it whenever I want all day long, that tells me it's not a zman grama. So those are two suggestions Rav Moshe is suggesting here. The kiyum versus the chiv. Now, your other point is it gets into the next, where you mechalik between the dibor, that's within Shema, the dibor versus the lev. I agree there's another element of how you articulate the tefillah, but that's his next point. Everyone with me on that? The chiv versus the kiyum? Constant chiv versus constant kiyum. Okay. So now let's go to the next paragraph, ach lefizeh. According to all of this, kasha mai nashim peturos, mi kriyashma, mishim dehavi mitzis ase shes mangrama. Women are pater in Shema, because it's zman grama, that's the mitzvah, that's the halacha. So the nehi de mechayv the kriyas shma tali bezman, even though you're right, shma is time bound once in the morning, once in the evening, and women are pater, you call makom, ika be kriyas shma chalos kim mitzvah kabbalah ol malchus shemayim. Hamahava kim shebelev. Shma is recognizing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ruling of this world, which is eino tali bezman mesuyam. I could at any time during the day, I could be mekabel al mechus shemaim. Right now I could say, Shema Yisrael, whenever I want. And that's being mekabel al mechus shemaim. I could get additional kiyumim any single time of the day of Shema. Just like I could daven whenever I want and be mekayim avodah shebelev, I could say Shema whenever I want and be mekayim just the aspect of Kabbalah's Olam Malchus Shemayim. In which case, so how would we then categorize Shema? It wouldn't be Zman Grama. If I could fulfill it whenever I want, just get those additional kiyumim, as just Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shem Echad, so then it should be, since it's a constant kiyum, it shouldn't be a Zman Grama. But the problem is, we say it is a Zman Grama Shema. And women are potter for that very reason. So it says Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, going further in this paragraph, the tefillah chal chalos din avodah shebalev bein maisa mitzvah bein kima mitzvah, Binyamin is referring to. Umicheven shachalos din avodah shebalev ein atalei bizman nashim chayavos. Ma'ashein kein bekriya shema da'af api shachal banami chalos kim kabbalah ol mechus shemaim shebalev. Mikol makom maisa hamitzvah havi maisa dekriya parashios kiksava. Maisa mitzvah zuhi mitzvah aseh. What he's saying is as follows. Shema is broken up into two parts. There's the Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, which is internal, and then there's the Dibur, the Maisa, the articulation of the words. When it comes to Tefillah, we don't have to, you can't say the words out loud. You're not supposed to verbalize them in an audible fashion. You say them quietly so you hear them. The Maisa, the Dibur, is very secondary. When it comes to Tefillah, it's all Avodah Shebalev. Even though there is some Maisa and some Dibur, that's very much irrelevant. It's all about the Dibur, or rather all about the Lev. So tefillah, I can be mekayim all day long. Shema, however, what's the din by Shema? What do we learn from the word Shema? No, what's the word Shema itself? That word Shema teaches what? Shemea, mata, motim yipiv. You're supposed to hear the words. It's supposed to be audible. It's supposed to be a maisa of dibur. Shema has two elements. One is just saying the words, the exact words of Shema, and the second element is avodah shebalev. So you're right. The Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim aspect of Shema, which is an Avodah Shebalev, that is a keem. Whenever you want, you could fulfill that aspect of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. And you're right, that aspect is not Zman Grama at all. But the aspect of the Maisa, the Dibur, of having to say Shema and articulate those words, that is a Zman Grama, which Tefillah doesn't have that aspect. It only is by Shema, and that's the element of Shema, which is Zman Grama, to which we'd say that women are actually pata from.
So women are
chayav in the part. Exactly. How do you separate that? Not sure. Lemaisa, I'm not sure how to bring this down to halacha. Lemaisa at this point, but you're right. According to that, to break it up, very good. Women are chayav in, they should be chayav in theory, to Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, but they should be pata in the aspect of having to articulate them out loud. Very, very good. Okay, I think we did a lot. There's a lot we did today. So maybe we should stop here so we don't get overloaded. We did a lot of machlokasim and a lot of alumnus. So I think it's good we have a break and have our minds a little bit fresh and clear before we start davening. Okay. Everyone have a wonderful day. Next week we're going to do benching. I'll talk about the sugya of benching and whether or not kohanim are chayiv in benching or not.